And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
I don't believe it. I don't believe a word of it.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1345, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, having come back home from our recent trip to Tennessee, we'll travel to the moon, spend some time in the forest, visit some villes, and gather some things together. After our little two-week excursion to Tennessee and environs, visiting family and friends, we're once again safely and happily back home. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records about coming back home.
Thank you. station IRL, broadcasting from 55 West 16th Street, New York City. Mr. Vernon Dalhart will sing, "Mr. Radio Man, Tell My Mammy to Come Back Home."
Little broken-hearted Sammy, sitting on his daddy's knee, listening to the radio, but his heart was aching so. Seems the angels took his mammy, and he wondered why he sighed. While his daddy fell asleep, Sammy then did creep to the radio and cried, "Mr. Radio Man, tell my mammy to come back home. Won't you do what you can, 'cause I'm so lonely. I've been listening in every day since she went away, but no word from heaven's been heard. Can't the angels hear me pray? When the Sandman is nigh and to stumble and I must go, I know she hears me sigh over my radio. And the reason I'm crying, crying, I'm all alone. Mr. Radio Man, tell my mammy to come back home." Sandman is nigh and to slumble and I must go, I know she hears me sigh over my radio. And the reason I'm crying, crying, I'm all alone. Mr. Radio Man, tell my mammy to come back home.
I've played it by Carson Robison with Charles Dornberger's orchestra a couple of times. But there you have Irving Kaufman, backed by Willie Krieger and his entertainers, with their rendition of I'm On My Way Home. Irving Berlin wrote it, and Perfect 14717 was recorded in October of 1926. Before that, Vernon Dalhart with Mr. Radio Man, Tell My Mammy to Come Back Home, written by Ira Schuster, Johnny White, and Cliff Friend. That's from Regal 9621, recorded around January of 1924. We started the set with the International Novelty Orchestra and Little Rover, Don't Forget to Come Back Home, written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn. Victor 19063 was recorded April 11th, 1923. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Artemis, in ancient Greek religion, was the goddess of wild animals, the hunt, vegetation, and of chastity and childbirth. In current scientific circles, Artemis is NASA's latest lunar exploration program, with the goal of landing American astronauts on the surface of the moon and future missions to Mars. Artemis II, launched April 1st, was the first crewed mission beyond low Earth orbit since 1972, and 10 days later, the four astronauts splashed down off San Diego, after traveling 4,600 miles beyond the far side of the moon. So, with congratulations to NASA and the Artemis crew, and best wishes for continued success with this program, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about the moon.
flowers and the fun. I love the wild birds, the dawn and the dew. But best of all, I love you.
Last played in 2004, Gus C. Edwards and his orchestra, noted on the label of Victor 20167 as a Benson organization, with Cryin' for the Moon. That was written by Larry Connolly, Jack Stern, and Jules Roos, and recorded August 31, 1926. Who doesn't love the moon? So Cryin' for the Moon was preceded by Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees with I Love the Moon, being heard on the show for the first time. It was written by Rudy Valley and Paul Rubens. Not that one, the other one. And Victor 22196 was recorded August 7th, 1929. We started that lunar segment with A New Moon Is Over My Shoulder. Nacio Herb Brown wrote the music and Arthur Freed the lyrics. You've heard it by Fred Williams with Anson Weeks and by Elmer Feldkamp, but that was Joe Martin with Isham Jones and his orchestra, July 16, 1934, on Victor 24682. A New Moon Is Over My Shoulder is heard in the 1934 picture Student Tour, starring Jimmy Durante, Charles Butterworth, and Maxine Doyle. Also in the cast as the English crew trainer was Robert Adair, quite possibly related to my wife. You and I own the 193,145,865 acres of public land, which includes 154 national forests and 20 national grasslands managed by the U.S. Forest Service. But in its relentless effort to destroy the country, the current regime is actively dismantling the Forest Service and eliminating environmental and conservation protections in order to allow for industrial exploitation and logging, mining, and energy development. We own this land and these forests, yet they have eliminated public participation in projects. Please join me in supporting groups like the Sierra Club and Earth Justice and contacting your representatives to oppose budget cuts and deregulation. And with the end of that rant, here are some rapidly rotating records about forests.
Thank you.
There's a tale of two little orphans who were left in their uncle's care to be reared and ruled and properly schooled till they grew to be ladies fair. But oh, the luckless pair, for the uncle, he was a cruel trustee, and he longed to possess their gold. So he led them then to the forest dense, where he left them to die of cold. That at least is what we're told. They were two little babes in the woods, two little babes, oh so good, two little hearts, two little heads, longed to be home in their two little beds. So two little birds built a nest where the two little babes went to rest, while the breeze, hovering nigh, sang a last lullaby to the two little babes in the woods. They were lying there in the freezing air when fortunately there appeared a rich old man in a big sedan and a very, very fancy beard. He saw those girls and cheered. Then he drove them down to New York town, where he covered them with useful things such as bonds and stocks and Paris frocks and oriental pearls and strings and a showcase full of rings. Now those two little babes in the woods are the talk of the whole neighborhood. For they've too many cars, too many clothes, too many parties, and too many bows. They have learned that the fountain of youth is a mixture of gin and vermouth. And the whole town's agreed that the last thing in speed is the two little babes in the woods.
Cole Porter accompanying himself on piano on his composition, Two Little Babes in the Wood. Wood, not woods. From his show, Anything Goes. And yes, there is a technical difference between the forest and the woods. Although both can span the same amount of land, and both have trees higher than 16 feet, the canopy, the area covered by the tops of trees in a forest, is between 60 and 100%, while woods have a sparser tree density, keeping the soil drier and less shaded. Before that, Gotsman's Zither Trio, with Blimern aud Mittenwald, which translates as Flower from the Forest, written by Peter Mühlauer. That's from Edison Diamond Disc 57028, recorded February 15, 1928. Apparently there was a bit of a zither fad in the late 1920s. Gotsman's Zither Trio made at least 14 recordings for Columbia and Edison, and there are at least 11 other zither soloists, duets, trios, and quartets listed in the discography of American Historical Recordings, including the New York Zither Quartet and the Berchtesgadener Zither Trio. Don't worry, I have no plans to play any of their records, at least right now. You've heard it on the show by Reginald Forsythe, but we started this Forest segment with Earl Hines, playing Forsythe and Andy Razaf's composition, Deep Forest. He recorded it several times, but this was his June 28, 1932 recording on Brunswick 1464. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. There are at least 165 cities and towns in the United States that end in Ville, and we drove through a number of them on our recent trip to Tennessee, Kentucky, and Ohio. Of course, there's Nashville and Louisville, and you'll remember that Ted Lewis was born in Circleville, Ohio. But there's only one Goodlettsville in the entire world, also in Tennessee, named after the family's patriarch, Adam Gibb Goodlett. There are no songs about Goodlettsville that I know of, but here are three tunes about some other Vills.
Except the Jacksonville Blues.
along with happy feet, and pass your troubles away.
Cause that's the only place I'll ever
do. These awful Jacksonville
Blues. Say, boy.
Huh?
Let's go over to Brad.
What did you say?
Let's go over to Brad.
All right.
All right.
Say, miss.
Thank you.
Greenville is the county seat of Prentice County in northeastern Mississippi, known as the City of Hospitality. It's also the hometown of harmonica player Red Whitehead, best known for his recordings with guitarist Dutch Coleman. We just heard their best-known recording, Boonville Stomp, made not in Boonville, but Chicago, on December 11, 1929, on Vocalion 5414. I'm not going to tell you the name of the tune on the flip side right now, but you'll hear it next week. You will be tuning in next week, won't you? Okay, good. Before that, the Jacksonville Harmony Trio with Jacksonville Blues, written by Robert H. Cloud. The Jacksonville Harmony Trio were singers Charles Frazier and Lester Pratt, and pianist Sugar Underwood. They recorded only four sides, including this one, Victor 20960, made in Savannah, Georgia, on August 23, 1927. We started the set with the Motesville String Ticklers. There were eight string ticklers in the group, which made a total of four sides, only two of which were issued, West Virginia Hills and the side we heard, Motesville Blues. Columbia 15491D was recorded in Johnson City, Tennessee, on October 22, 1929. All of the string ticklers worked day jobs and played at local events on weekends. The group disbanded in 1940. What's that? Where's Motesville? Why, Barber County, West Virginia, of course. 7 miles northeast of Philippi. Or maybe they pronounce it Philippi. Motesville even has their own post office, zip code 26405.
You're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Over the years, I've played a number of versions of A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich, and You, composed by Joseph Meyer. Well, here are some variations on that title.
Thank you. midnight with the stars and you. Midnight and a rendezvous. Your eyes held a message tender, saying I surrender all my love to you. Midnight brought us sweet romance. I know all my whole life through I'll be remembering, dear, whatever else I do. Midnight with the stars and you.
To meet the girlfriend, oh boy, I feel proud. I want to holler out loud. Hear that grandstand cheering, oh boy, my skies are clearing. With a hot dog, a blanket, and you. There's our team in action. Now I'll get satisfaction from a hot dog, a blanket, and you. Gee, what a sight, oh, what a fight. Look at the fullback go. Boy, what a play, he'll get away. Hold that tiger. Gee, I'm feeling silly. Please pass the pick-a-lily with a hot dog, a blanket, and you.
What kind of a school do you think that we've got? If I had my way, you'd be put on the spot. Now, here is a cheer that has plenty heart, so give him everything you've got. The only way to make us cheer is give us back our pre-war beer.
The Gene Cardos Orchestra with Dick Robertson singing the Charles Newman lyrics to J. Fred Coote's tune, a hot dog, a blanket, and you. That's from Victor 22840, October 23rd, 1931. Midnight, The Stars and You was written by Harry Woods, James Campbell, and Reginald Connolly, but there is no American commercial recording of it. There are only four British recordings, and we heard one of them by Roy Fox and his band with Denny Dennis providing the vocal. Decca F3936 was recorded in London on March 9, 1934. I think we started the set with Bob Green's Dance Orchestra, an Adrian Schubert pseudonym, with You and Me and You, written by Redmond Farrar. That's from Oriole 801, recorded December 9, 1926. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.